In a week of hard news, here is one more item. Singer and philanthropist Lou Rawls has died in Los Angeles. Here he is with one of his classics.
You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared.
Lou Rawls with You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates with an appreciation.
That immediately identifiable velvet baritone could belong to no one else but Lou Rawls. Louis Allen Rawls was born on December 1, 1935. A Chicago native who would celebrate his hometown in song for decades, Rawls was a high school classmate of gospel and soul singer Sam Cooke. They sang together as the Teenage Kings of Harmony, a gospel group, in the early 1950s. After service as an Army paratrooper, Rawls re-entered civilian life and continued working with a number of singing groups, some gospel, some rhythm and blues. Teaming up again with Sam Cooke, Rawls was touring the South with a group named the Travelers when he was in a traffic accident that almost killed him. His injuries were so serious he was declared dead before he reached the hospital. He was in a coma for 5 days, and it took him a full year to recover. Rawls signed with Capitol Records in 1962, where he sang as a background artist with a number of people, among them his old buddy Sam Cooke. He became a star in his own right 40 years ago, when a single, Love is a Hurtin' Thing, became a hit.
The road is rough, the going gets tough, yes, love is a hurtin' thing.
Timuel Black, a Chicago cultural historian, says that unlike some R&B singers who started out in gospel, Rawls was never conflicted. He wanted a wider audience and knew R&B and jazz would provide it.
He felt that the music that he was singing, R&B or gospel, was something which helped people come closer together and be friends.
Rawls eventually left Chicago for Los Angeles, where he continued to produce hits through the 70s. The heavily jazz-flavored Dead End Street had political overtones that criticized the lost opportunities that came with racial restrictions. That was followed up with the swaggering, upbeat, Natural Man. But it was You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine that became a Rawls signature. It was a crossover hit during disco's heyday and topped both the R&B and the mainstream charts. That led to platinum sales.
But I know somehow, someday, someway, you are
gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving.
Although Rawls would continue to tour until the end of his life, he spent a significant amount of time raising funds for the United Negro College Fund. Since 1979, he became the star and MC of a galaxy of entertainers who contributed their talents to benefit historically black colleges and universities. UNCF says that over the years, Rawls was pivotal in raising over $200 million to help educate tens of thousands of black students. Rawls was diagnosed with lung cancer last year. He refused to resign himself to death. Even after his disease had metastasized to the brain, he told the Arizona Republic, "Don't count me out, brother. There's been many people diagnosed with this kind of thing, and they're still jumping and pumping." And he did, almost to the end. Lou Rawls died in Los Angeles this morning. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
'Cause I was born in a dump. My mama died, and my daddy got drunk. He left me here.
Tobacco Road by Lou Rawls.
In the middle of Tobacco Road, I grew up in a rusty shack.